Hi, my name's Kate. I'm a doctoral student at the Institute. I've been blind since birth and, well, of course, never seen anything in my life. Many sighted people think that the blind see black when they open their eyes, but that's not the case. Instead, we simply see nothing. It's a bit like not being able to smell with your elbow. The sensation is just not there, and so it's lacking the, let's call it dimension. It's also quite difficult to imagine abstract visual concepts. For instance, it's hard to imagine visual phenomena like the sun or the horizon. I perceive and make sense of the world in a very tangible and spatial way. All my memories have a spatial dimension. Even in my dreams, there are no images, but instead spatial impressions and sounds and smells. That's also the reason why it's hard for us to draw. All my memories have a spatial dimension. Even in my dreams, there are no images, but instead spatial impressions and sounds and smells. That's also the reason why it's hard for us to draw. Not only are we lacking the visual feedback while drawing, but it's principally difficult to project our spatial memory into something two-dimensional. But due to the absence of vision, our cognition is trained in orientating in complex situations while relying on many senses at once, instead of sticking to just one visual input. The benefit of this is that we are not reducing complexity as much and have much more direct access to, or let's say a higher dimensional representation of spatial temporal structures. That is why sonic epistemologies are so accessible for visually impaired people. And it's not a proof of concept idea in foundational science anymore. Today's big names in applied data analytics are often blind people. Way over average, actually, if you consider that we are just a small minority. Some of them have even become like stars that perform their analytical skills in high-budget projects out in the commercial world. Many companies compete on the job market for the best analysts with attractive incentives. For me, that's all a bit too crazy. I just want to finish my PhD and stay with academia. Okay, well, I have to go to the library before it closes. I hope you enjoy your stay. Take care. Thank you.